on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Now the green light's switched on. Ready.
With the latest news, interviews and tips from kennels and courses around the country.
Fernando Bale came out of the machine, Hammond.
Welcome to Going Greyhounds.
28 to 11, we're going to see what's happening in the greyhound world this week. John Branch, good morning.
Good morning to you, Cozzy. Good morning to our listeners. Yes, it's been another big week in greyhound racing around the land, and I'm sure it's going to continue over the next few weeks as we head towards the Perth Cup series, heats of which come up next Saturday night, and then it'll be on to Wentworth Park for the Golden Easter Egg series. And have we unearthed a new star in Australian greyhound racing? At Wentworth Park on Saturday night, we saw the weighted appearance of this up-and-coming greyhound Midnight Dare for the Pringle Kennel, Dave Pringle the trainer, and she didn't let her supporters down. We might take a listen back to Midnight Dare's winning at Wentworth Park on Saturday night.
Racing, Midnight Dare got away beautifully. Mother's Prayer away in a hurry. Midnight Dare ambled up on the outside, went straight on by. Moving to second is Kiani Sal, followed by Mother's Prayer. Then Telegraph Road, and at the rear is Are You On Rocks On. Down the back, Midnight Dare by two. Now the motor's kicking in. Make it three. Over Kiani Sal, four away Telegraph Road. Are You On Rocks On. Around the corner, the red hot favourites roaring away. Midnight Dare romped in by 12. Telegraph Road has got up to grab second right on the wire ahead of Kiani Sal or Mother's Prayer. And Are You On Rocks On?
Midnight Dare for Dave Pringle, winning in 29.55. First go around Wentworth Park, 5.51 early, 18.05 down the back, and a sizzling 11.49 run home. That is unheard of. And we've got Dave Pringle coming online to join us this morning. Dave, good morning to you.
G'day, John. How you going, mate?
I am well, thank you. Mate, it looks as though you've got your hands on one little smart puppy there.
Yeah, mate, no, she's a nice little, she's a big bitch, 32 kilos, but, mate, she's always showing something, and from day dot, she's just a nice bitch to have in the kennel.
Of course, she's by Buck Fever out of Midnight Capers, who you've had great success with the Pringle breed down the years.
Yeah, mate, for sure. The stud dog and the brew bitch, both ours. The whole litter's been a pretty good litter. Went through the Canamble Carnival. We had a successful time up there, and with this litter, and we won the big maiden. She won the 500 metre maiden as well. So, no, that's a good litter.
Yeah, as you say, you gave her a soft start to her career. You took her to the Canamble Carnival, but, of course, many people turn up to the Canamble Carnival for all over Australia, and she certainly had tongues wagging there. You started out by taking her straight up to the 530 metres there at Canamble, and she ran 30 and 37 in the heat, best of the day, and then 30 and 27 in the final a couple of days later. She's had a little time off from October through until February, where you gave her a hit out at Bathurst, and again she ran best of the day there in 29 and 58. Has she been sound from day one, Dave?
Yeah, no, she's been a little ripper, mate, yeah. No, she's just been, hasn't put a foot wrong, not a drama with her. She's just a good little chaser, loves it, absolutely loves chasing. You know, and run the other night, never heard her. Next morning, she's there bouncing around the kennels. If she hasn't been anywhere, she could have gone around again on Sunday morning. There's not a worry there. She's just full of life, full of beans, and it's a pleasure to have.
So you gave her the 4 months off. You pretty much just gave her the work to go straight up to 530, and then you gave her the 4 months off between Canamble and Bathurst?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we normally get them up to a 500, then we turn them out for a spell for, you know, 6 weeks or so, and then bring them back. But we've got a bit rushed there for Canamble, so we just run them straight through, and then when she run them times there, like, I think there's only been a couple go quicker, and one was Midnight News, and she was a 29.45 winner around Wentworth Park. So that's it. Sort of tells you how quick she was. And yeah, so she was still pretty green up there, still only a pup, and turn her out and give her time to mature a bit, and she's still got a lot of maturing to do, but she's doing everything right at the moment, and she looks like she's going to be down the road, she's going to get a bit of ground by the look of us. So, but how far we go with it, we're not sure whether we keep racing or we might just give it the 20 starts and retire and take it to the breeding barn.
So she's always showing you the potential from day one, from a pup to breaking in to being set for the 500 straight up to Canamble.
Yeah, well, that's right. She's a beautiful bitch. She, in the yard, you can see she's when she's growing up. Every time you look at her, thing is that a dog looking at her. She's just a bigger bitch. And the trials up to Canamble and what we put around there and the time she was running. And even at Dubbo, she loves Dubbo. She gets around there and sub 29.50 most of the time. So which is absolutely hiking. And even at Bathurst, everywhere she goes, she just puts the time on the board, but also handles it and pulls up beautiful touchwood every time.
So just on that, she has had experience at a variety of the tracks around New South Wales?
Only, obviously, Canamble, Dubbo, Bathurst, Cowra, and then Wentworth Park. So she hasn't been ever, she'll go nice around Richmond. So I reckon she'll love Richmond being the harder run. She'll eat that. So we might get her there after the Wenny. When he runs, and we'll see what happens there, and just a different track. I like to give him a variety of tracks. They don't get down.
Well, at start number four, and the race we're talking about on Saturday night, you took her straight to Wentworth Park, and she began well, and then they stayed with her till basically the back straight, but then the motors kicked in, and that run home time of 11:49 is unheard of at Wentworth Park.
Yeah, that's right. When she was going down the back, I went and seen her get going through the pen a little bit. She took kick away now, and then the six was sort of hanging with her and, sort of length and then slowly two lengths. And I'm thinking, there's not nothing wrong here. Like, she should be kicking away. Like, she trialled 29.7 there, or 77 there first look. And we should run at least that. And the way she was sort of going in, what's wrong here? And then she just, I've never seen a dog take off and drop other dogs off like she done. It was very impressive that last sort of 100 metres. It was pretty special. It gave me goosebumps, actually. So,
well, the winning margins in her four runs have been 11.5, 8, 10.25, and she put 10.75 of them in that half a lap on Saturday night.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be scary what she's going to do over 600. So, I could say I'll take Richmond give her 600 this week, but no, I might turn up. So anyways,
that was going to be my next question. Given that she's got that acceleration in the last half lap, you think she would get a distance?
I think 600 won't be a drama to her at all. And even down the track, get another 6 months of age on her and another sort of dozen starts, and we'll step her up to a 600 and 700. Yeah, for sure. She's got it. Well, you got to give her a go at it, like I said. But we don't like, she's going to be a brew bitch, so we don't like over racing our brew bitches, just giving them a minimum amount of starts. And, they can go through and just show, so people can look when we breed and fill, obviously, and people can go back and have a look what the mother done. So.
Well, Dave, I've read reports just in articles that have been written, and you're going to throw basically her to the wolves in a couple of weeks' time. You're looking to head towards the golden Easter egg, and to that fact, you're looking to go into a prelude next Saturday night at Wentworth Park.
Yeah, we tried to put her in a prelude this week, just gone, but they are filled up with better graded dogs, obviously, and we said, well, we'll chuck her in there anyway, and hopefully she gets up and wins, and that'll give her a bit more speed to get in the next week. So we nominate her again for a prelude again, and either way, whether it's the prelude she goes in or it's a normal race, she'll only have one more run around there, and then we'll just have a bit of a roll of dice. If she gets through the prelude and happens to qualify for a heat, well, all well and good, but that'll be her last start at Wenny until these three heats. And I think she's, in my opinion, she's more than good enough to be competitive. I don't think, the inexperience aren't worried. She's that determined to win. The determination's unbelievable. Even when you slip in their ear and the stuff she does, you just look at her and go, well, you're just the perfect dog, really. So, but yeah, I've got no fear in chucking her in amongst the, obviously the best dogs going around Australia, and and she's got to learn somewhere, so she might be going against them.
So what's the criteria as far as the preludes are concerned to get a start into the Golden Easter Egg heats?
I'm pretty sure you just got to win. You win a prelude and you get you get preference to go into a heat. I'm not sure what the placings are, whether the placings give you preference as well. But he's got to give it a go, I suppose. On grading, I don't think she'll be unlikely to get a run. I think last few years we've nominated dogs and they never got a run. And they won up five or six races. It's a bit hard to get a run. Obviously, there's a lot of good dogs contending it. So, we just hopefully she gets through a prelude and comes up pumps and gets a run. It'd be nice to see what she can do against them dogs. And, there's not many dogs can run 29.50 around there. And they're I think Poke the Bear will be the pick of the dogs in Australia at the moment. And he's and that's what he run there, 29.52 or something, I think, for the... back in the Force of Thunder.
Well, you said you'll give her a run this Saturday night. It's still a fair way off to the heats of the Golden Easter Egg. So what would be the preparation? You'd look at probably another couple of runs leading in, say, to if you got a run in the heats of the egg?
Yeah, we'll probably just... I'll give her a bit of a run up the straight back here. Might just take her around out the bush and give her a run around the bush and depends on the run on Saturday night, what happens, whether she gets into trouble or might lose a bit of confidence or something like that. Might give her a run out in the bush and a bit of wicked company or something. And it'll sort of depend on Saturday night what happens, what we do and what we go on with her. But it'll be a win, lose or draw. It'll be a last run there until if she doesn't do any good or whatever and she doesn't not good enough to make the heats of the Golden Easter Egg, well, so be it. But we're going to give it a crack.
Dave, of course, with greyhounds of the potential of this calibre, no doubt there has been offers made from people to buy her. Has there been any significant offers at this stage?
Not really. No, they've been ring up and ask for sale, but she's. I just tell them straight up, no, not for sale. No amount of money would buy her. Like you can't. We got offered huge money for. A couple of other bitches we've got here, and they just go on and produce these. They're the sort of bitches you've got to keep. They've got class about them. They're well bred, and then they're the ones you got to breed from. So it didn't end. It's a business, and we got to look at you don't sell the goose that lays a golden egg. So you hang on to her, mate, and you never know what you get down the track.
Well, Dave, she's an exciting pup so far. She's 4 from 4, and. What she did at Wentworth Park on Saturday night, she's got a bright future ahead. We wish her all the best of luck with her in the coming months, and I'm sure she's going to deliver in spades. Congratulations again on the win on Saturday night, and we'll follow her career very, very closely from here on in.
Yeah, no worries, John. Thank you. Good on you.
That's Dave Pringle, the trainer of Midnight Dare, who I said is 4 from 4, and that scintillating win at Wentworth Park on Saturday night of 29.55. Well, we had a couple of feature races at Richmond on Friday night, the Richmond Derby at Group 2 level and also the Richmond Oaks. First of all, we might go back and take a listen to the Group 2 Richmond Derby over the 535 metres.
Racing Rockstar B, slow to go. Catch Me Curly away in a hurry. North showing good speed. North is going to roll to the lead over Catch Me Curly. Black Forge moving up. They'll follow by 2 times twice. You know Fabio. Well back Slingshot Hammer. Followed by Lagoon Red and Rockstar B at the rear. Down the back. Black Forge moved up and tackled North. Then Catch Me Curly. Here comes You Know Fabio with a run. They swing. Black Forge to the lead. Catch Me Curly coming at him. Catch Me Curly grabbed the front. Catch Me Curly won the derby and has beaten Black Forge and You Know Fabio. Desperately unlucky. They'll follow him by 2 times.
Catch Me Curly for Jason Magri scoring in 30 and 68, defeating Black Forge and You Know Fabio a half length by 1 with the margins there. $9 about Catch Me Curly. Congratulations to Connections there taking out the derby with Catch Me Curly. Now, the other feature race at Richmond on Friday night was the Group 2 Richmond Oaks, and it was a Queensland victory, as we have a listen.
Racing, Mystic Right got away cleanly, so did Set to Storm, and Dan Slippery showing a great turn of speed. Dan Slippery, the Queenslander, had it by two over Set to Storm, Mystic Right. Back over on the inside, Miss Wing Wong. There followed up by Cosmic Blend, Veloce, Nero, Zipping Bailey. Ben Kenny Chick can see them all. Top corner, the Banana Bender. Dan Slippery by five. Set to Storm second, and there followed by Miss Wing Wong. Dan Slippery in front, tiring, but just won. Dan Slippery has won the Richmond Oaks and beaten Set to Storm. They were followed in by Miss Wing Wong.
Dan Slippery and 30 and 43 holding off Set to Storm for Peter Ligogiani and Miss Wing Wong for Mark Bell in third position, a half length by two with the margins. Dan Slippery is trained in Queensland, as I said, by Brett Hazelgrove, and we've got Brett coming online to join us this morning. Brett, good morning to you and congratulations.
Yeah, good morning, John. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for that. Yep.
Brett, it was a very exciting race where she was able to show her customary speed from box number three, and she put five on them going down the back straight. And as I said, she's hung on to score by a half length, but you had given her experience in top company previously. Of course, she ran second in the national for Charity behind Circle of Dreams.
Yeah, that's correct. That was a first race in open company, really. So, yeah, the rest are sort of age-restricted runs. But, she really gave us everything she had. So, very pleased with her run.
Brett, she's always shown potential from day one. She's always had that early pace. And a lot of people have said that she's probably better suited from out wide. But she did show that potential speed on Friday night, and she was able to lead from box number three. So that was pretty pleasing to see as well.
Yeah, I'd sooner see her drawn inside if I could. But, yeah, she can handle probably all boxes, I guess you could say.
Brett, we better give credit to the owners, of course. She's trained in Queensland, but owned by Michael Phillips, who lives down in New South Wales, and also David Blench. You might like to tell us about your association with those two guys.
I sort of met the boys through John Catton, actually. So that's where it all started from. And, got offered to train her. I think she was around 16 months of age. And I'll give her a go, and from day one, I just knew she had something. She was slipping times that, you know, the race dogs were slipping at the time. So from day one, I thought, yeah, we got something here, something special. Yeah, there's not much of her. She's only 24.4 kilos, so you wouldn't sort of pick it looking at her.
And she's a good doer around home.
Yeah, she's a beautiful kennel dog. She relaxes and she doesn't doing anything wrong. She travels really, really well. And she switches on when she gets to the track. She's just a different dog once she gets to the track. Real professional.
Brett, you've had a good week there down in New South Wales. You took a team down to Maitland on Thursday to give them a look in preparation for the Maitland Cup Series, and you had a winning double there with All About Tiger and Riley Tokam.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, they went real well. I think both went best of the day from memory, so I couldn't ask for much more than that. Riley paid a bit of money. It was a bit of a shock, but he did the job, come from behind, which is a big run.
Will you be heading back down to Maitland next Thursday for any the heats of the Cup with any of the greyhounds?
Yeah, they're nominated for the heats. We've got three noms in at this stage, and the draw's not out as yet. They're going to stay with
So what are the three that you've nominated?
Call Me Hugo, All About Tiger, and Riley Tokam.
Okay. Now back to Dan Slippery. You return to Queensland, and what is on the horizon in the coming weeks for Dan Slippery?
Okay, we travelled back yesterday. So we've nommed for the Young Guns Thursday night at Albion. So I'm hoping we can go to the final there. It'll be good.
And then I understand that you've got plans to head back to Wentworth Park for a possible start in the Golden Easter Egg.
Yeah. She's only, 26 months of age, which is only young. But, we thought, he does handle Wentworth Park, and I thought, no, we'll give her a go. I mean, probably asking a bit, but you never know your luck, do you?
Got to be in it to win it, as they say.
Yeah, they do. They do, that's for sure, John. Yep.
So she'll be in the Young Guns heats coming up on Thursday night at Albion Park, and then you'll give her a few runs around home, and then head back down to Sydney in late March for the egg.
Plan. Yeah, I think it's early April.
All right, you mentioned your good mate Johnny Catton there a few moments ago. Of course, John is the president of the Capalabar Greyhound Racing Club, and Brett, we're at the Queensland Greyhound of the Year function on Friday night, and we stopped the awards for a few moments and at the Kedron Wavell Services Club, and they were able to get Sky Racing up on the screens there, and we were able to watch Damn Slippery win. And I don't know if you've been able to catch that video that John put up, but it was certainly a great experience for the crowd there on the night of over 200 people, and you had a lot of Queenslanders cheering with you.
Yeah, I actually got to see the... It was sent to me, so I watched it, and yeah, it brought tears to my eyes. It was very emotional, yeah. So thanks to everyone that supported me there. It's very, very good of them.
Brett, of course, you've come through your greyhound family. You've been involved in greyhound racing. Your dad, Reg, and your brother, Craig, and yourself have now taken out licences, and you're having great success in Queensland with the team at the moment.
Yeah, we have going to go a small team, but you know they're all going quite good. I get my mother helping me at home here, and a couple of girls, Kylie and Jetta, give me a hand at the track. So, and then when I go into state, my mate Terry Priest, he helps me down there. So without all them, you couldn't do it. So you need that support.
All right, Brett, again, congratulations on the win of Damn Slippery on Friday night there at Richmond, the Group 2, and may the success continue in the coming weeks and months.
Oh, I hope so, John. Yeah, we just got to keep ticking away, so see what brings of it all.
All right, Brett, thanks for joining us this morning, and again, congratulations.
Great. Thanks, John.
That's Brett Hazelgrove, the trainer of Damn Slippery, who took out the Group 2 Richmond Oaks final on Friday night. Of course, I just mentioned that Queensland Greyhound of the Year function, and the winner of the 2018 Queensland Greyhound of the Year was Hasten Slowly, the Victorian, trained by Angela Langton. And you can say, how the heck did a Victorian win a Queensland Greyhound of the Year? Well, the conditions are that you have to have 6 starts in Queensland to be eligible for the Queensland Greyhound of the Year, and Hasten Slowly did that, winning the Group 1 Brisbane Cup, winning the Group 3 Flying Amy Classic, and placed in the Group 1 Winter Cup, and those efforts were deemed good enough for the Greyhound to be acknowledged as the Queensland Greyhound of the Year for 2018. Speaking of Greyhound of the Year, the Western Australian Greyhound of the Year was announced just recently, and it was taken out by West on Augie. The Greyhound raced 36 occasions during the season for 20 wins and 5 placings, including the National Championship at Sandown. So congratulations to the connections of West on Augie, the WA Greyhound of the Year. A couple of feature races run over the weekend. We had the Horsham Cup in Victoria at Group 2 level, and taken out again by Orson Allen for Corey Grenfell. So congratulations to Corey with Orson Allen winning there. Last Thursday night at Hobart, there was a new track record set by Despacito in 25-49. Last night at Tamora, they had the Tamora Cup final worth $10,000 to the winner, and the winner there was Ample Warning, trained by Graham Glass in 26.06, defeating Alpine Little and the favourite Nangar Gift. So Ample Warning taking out the Tamora Cup final. And also at Tamora last night, there was a new track record set over the 570 metres by MBI, trained by Ruth Maddock, running 32.71. Also over in the West on Saturday night, we saw the Perth Cup Prelude, and it was taken out by the recent Australian Cup winner, Dinah Paddy, 29.56, defeating West on Augie and Not Available. And there was also a Galaxy Prelude there, won by the Western Australian Moment to Jive, trained by Sarah Appleton. Of course, before the meeting got underway there at Perth on Saturday night, Batman Tornado Tears was able to trial solo over the 600 metres and went 9.93, 18.39, 23.14 and set new track record figures, 34.47. Of course, that being not recognised being a solo trial, but Tornado Tears trialling under the track record in 34.47 at Cannington on Saturday night, and will be going into the heats of the Galaxy next week. Of course, one greyhound that won't be there is Tornado Tears' litter brother, Rippin' Sam, has torn some ligaments in a toe there and will be sidelined up to 4 weeks, so no Rippin' Sam for the Galaxy. Well, it was announced in New South Wales by Greyhound Racing New South Wales that there's going to be a puppy auction and a new race series coming up. And from Greyhound Racing New South Wales, coming online to join us this morning to tell us a little bit about it is Wayne Billett. Wayne, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, John.
Wayne, as I mentioned, we've got this new exciting race series and also a sale-related race series. And you might like to tell us a little bit about the initiative.
Yes, John, thank you. First of all, as you know, the Dapto Club ran 19 auctions in the period for this breeding cycle of greyhounds. And a few years ago, the club determined that they didn't want to continue with that. So Greyhound Racing New South Wales seen them as an opportunity to once again re-establish that auction brand in that cycle to help those pups. And it was kicked, as I said, was announced last week. And initially, the auction will be held at Richmond on the 23rd of June. And it's something that we think is important, gives people the opportunity to buy quality pups and get people into the market. So we see something that we really just need to reinitiate to move forward.
So that auction day will be Sunday, June 23, and it's restricted to greyhounds whelp between July 1, 2018 and January 31, 2019.
Yes, correct, John. That's exactly right.
And basically, Wayne, the race series is not going to be run until 2020, and that's going to be held at Wentworth Park.
Yes, correct. As you know, John, you know, recently Greyhound Racing New South last year established the $1 million chase racing carnival, which factors, you know, gives opportunity for greyhounds across a number of, you know, the masters, the distance racing, etc. So we see this event complementing that race series. So we're looking to host that, obviously not in this year's series, but in the following year's series around that time, just to further enhance, you know, celebrate Greyhound Racing New South Wales and what we stand for and all the opportunities. So we want to include it in that carnival as well. So that's where we're looking to hold it.
All right. So we're basically looking for breeders to breed the greyhounds now and to be able to put them through the auction and basically go on to the race series. It's going to be worth $40,000 come October 2020. That's going to be over the 520 metres at Wentworth Park. But there's also going to be another race series for the greyhounds that can't get the 520, and that's going to be catered to the shorter course greyhounds, and that's going to be run at Richmond in the November of 2020 over the 400 metres.
Yes, John, and what it is, it's another opportunity for people who support the auction series to be able to participate. And Richmond have been, you know, hosting the initial auction coming June. So it's something that we think that's, you know, a partnership with them, for them to be able to be a part of the series and hold some type of race final. So that's important as well. And the 400 metres at Richmond, you're right, not necessarily every dog that can participate in that original series will be fit or available, etc. So we see that sort of complements that race series as well. I think, John, one of the important things about this auction is that it's, you know, for 2020, we're looking actually to take this auction on the road. So something we really want to do throughout regional New South Wales. We feel there's an opportunity to be able to branch this out and to give breeders in all areas of our state the opportunity to sell their pups through this process, but also help spread the word and increase our footprint across the industry. So, you know, people from, you know, the Northern Rivers, the Hunter, et cetera, you know, there's people there who will be looking to engage in our industry. So it's an opportunity to be able to do that as well. And that's probably one of the, you know, most exciting components of this moving forward, to be honest.
Well, the 2019 auction, as I mentioned, is going to be held in June, and it's going to be restricted to a maximum of 150 pups.
Yes. Well, given it's well documented, John, the breeding numbers have fallen in decline over the years, and this is one we see that about 150 is the number. Obviously, if for some reason we got well above that, it would be reconsidered. But we think that around 150 is the number. It makes the day about a 3-hour day with the auctions starting around lunchtime and going through, and in conjunction that we're going to be having a mini expo and people there to be able to talk about dogs, about nutrition and training and whelping and rearing and all those sorts of things. So sort of like a mini expo as well. So we see that as all part of that that occasion.
Yeah, well, that'll be great to be able to drive possible new people within the industry if we can get it out there, and possibly mates can form syndicates and things like that and put in a little costing of for each person on the day and end up with a greyhound to race in the auction race come 2020.
Yeah, you're exactly right, John. And from my history and involvement in auctions, That is definitely what happens. There are a lot of people who are looking at an affordable way to get into racing, and greyhound racing is a great opportunity for people to do that. And the syndications are an even better way, by, as you say, by a group of friends, mates, family, or whatever, of doing that. And they don't have a lot of opportunity to be able to go and look at pups, understand what the breeding, etc. So they can come to auctions, find out the information, they can get themselves available. Some of the lots over the years in these auctions, we've had the best bred stock in Australia at them, and we're hoping that this one will be no different. So it's a great opportunity for that. And my view has always been with these auctions, John, if we get one new group of people involved from the auction, it's been successful, because at the end of the day, industry needs to continue to have investment and new people involved, and whatever we can do to facilitate that is important.
Yeah, as you say, the Dapto auction was run for many years, and of course in Queensland, the Ipswich auction has been run since 1987, so they've both proven the test of time, and I'm sure this one is going to be no different, and it sounds very exciting, and I'm sure it's going to be very successful for the industry.
Yeah, that's all fingers crossed. That's what we're doing. At the end of the day, it's initiating something that's been out of action for a few years. So, once people understand that we are serious about running this auction for the pups breeding this and these in that time frame, is that they can look concertedly about breeding more for that period, and they have an opportunity to, through these avenues. Obviously this year's at Richmond, in coming years being regional areas, to help facilitate that as well.
And Wayne, the nominations for the 2019 auction will open on Monday the 18th of March, so that's not too far away.
Yeah, that's right, John. So next week that will be open, and they close on the 30th of April, and obviously we go through the process of putting the catalogue, et cetera, together. So, people have got a week to consider their options, and obviously if they have any further information required, only too happy to take a call and work through any issues people may have.
All right, so they can contact yourself through Greyhound Racing New South Wales, and you'd be able to set them straight with the conditions and anything like that that they need to know.
Absolutely.
All right, Wayne, thanks for joining us this morning, and we'll get you on back around June, and we can promote it from there on in, and the auction day coming up on June 23.
Yeah, really appreciate the opportunity, John. Definitely keep in touch. Thank you.
Thanks for your time. Wayne Billett from Greyhound Racing New South Wales to tell us a little about this new exciting Greyhound Puppy Auction and Race Series coming up in 2020. But the auction, as I said, is going to be Sunday, June 23 at Richmond. Well, that just about wraps up our edition of Going Greyhounds this morning. Good luck to all our participants with the runners over the next week. And we'll be back to review it all again, Cozzy, next Monday morning.
Terrific. Good on you. Thanks a lot, John. John Brash, Going Greyhounds, 5 past 11, Sky Sports Radio.